All week, we've been talking about guns and domestic violence on the show. Today, we'll conclude our series by talking about some solutions to the problem of gun violence in intimate partner settings by hearing from two states who are taking particularly aggressive approaches. Texas has had a difficult time combating domestic violence by gun due to the state's lax gun laws. So the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas decided to step in and help. Meanwhile, Colorado, like a number of other states, has put a law in place that gives a family member, household member, or law enforcement officer the ability to petition the court to temporarily remove someone's access to firearms if they pose a risk of committing violence. States across the country have high hopes that so-called red flag laws will help reduce gun violence. But in Denver, they're also trying something a little more radical. We spoke with Heidi Mawagde of KERA in Dallas and Lee Patterson of KUNC in Greeley, Colorado. They're both reporting fellows for Guns in America National Reporting Collaborative. I first asked Lee to take us inside the Denver DA's office for a look at their interesting new approach.
Recently, the DA's office did hire someone who they're calling a domestic violence investigator. And so what this individual does is he monitors the cases that come through that office. He is looking for people who have been charged with domestic violence related offenses and who have a restraining order against them and who could possess firearms. So he is on the phone with victims, family members, neighbors, listening to 911 calls, going through social media to see if there is evidence of this individual possessing firearms, which in most cases is not legal. Prosecutors can then use that evidence to go ask a judge for a search warrant to remove the guns, or sometimes the removal is just worked out in the courthouse on the fly by lawyers as a condition of bond release. And, you know, a lot about this position is under wraps. They're not giving out his name, and they're also not making him available for interviews. But so far, this investigator has reviewed over 1,000 cases in his first couple months on the job, and he's helped remove 49 guns from 14 people.
So this is a very specific subset of cases, and yet 1,000 cases, that's a lot.
And even though, as I just said, there is quite a bit about this position that's under wraps, Maggie Conboy, Senior Chief Deputy District Attorney, who oversees the Special Victims Unit, she did describe one scenario to me just to give you an idea of how this all works. So recently, her colleague was in court and he was on the phone with the investigator who was with the victim. And this lawyer is feeding the investigator information about the situation. The investigator is in the house in question with the victim looking for weapons, and he ultimately did find 200 pounds of ammunition in the basement along with the owner's manuals for a couple of weapons.
Heidi, Erin Neely Cox is the U.S. State's Attorney for the Northern District of Texas. She's also taking a new approach. Can you tell me a little about her plan?
Yeah, so Erin Neely Cox came into office in 2017, and when she did, you know, there was a gun violence epidemic, as she phrased it to me, not only in America, but in northern Texas, which is a huge district. I mean, it's the size of some states on the Northeast, and it includes rural communities as well as urban communities. And what she saw was that gun violence was a major factor. And she did sort of a Venn diagram of violence, gun violence, and then in the middle of that Venn diagram was domestic violence abusers, both known and convicted or simply charged. And so she went out to police officers and to district attorneys and to state judges, and she made herself available. She made her office available. She let them know that these people are violating gun laws, you know, state, federal gun laws, and that she can do something about it and that she was willing to do something about it. And her office has started taking up these cases and convicting men of, you know, 30 months in prison, in a federal prison, in which it's a lot harder to get out of than some of the stuff you face when you're going against a state judge or a state court. And then she had so much success about it that the Department of Justice actually started a working group of U.S. attorneys across the nation. I think it's about 11 or 12 deep now, and they're sharing these practices in Ohio, in Washington, in Louisiana, in Oklahoma, and U.S. attorneys now across the nation are using this as a tool to decrease overall gun violence.
Both Maggie Conboy in Denver and the U.S. State's Attorney for Northern District in Texas, Erin Neely Cox, both women, do either of them suggest that being women informs their approach to these reforms?
I would tell you Erin Neely Cox was sort of taken aback when I asked her that. I said, well, you know, you're a woman. I imagine that on Twitter, a lot of men who are pro-gun and don't want you to take this away are upset at you, specifically for being a woman taking guns away from abusers. And she laughed. She laughed at my face. She goes, this is about making people safer. And people who own guns want safer worlds. And they want laws to be upheld and to be taken care of. She goes, this is not about me being a woman. Because if you look at the other U.S. attorneys who are working on this, they're not women. And they are taking this just as seriously.
Do you see these models in Colorado and Texas being emulated in other parts of the country?
The DA's office here in Denver says that their domestic violence investigator is the only person in that particular role in the state of Colorado. My understanding is that this kind of thing is happening here and there locally in other parts of the country. For example, in Kings County, which is in Washington State, so the Seattle area, a couple of years ago, they formed a task force made up of, you know, police, district attorney, to tackle the problem of domestic violence. They're trying to get guns out of the hands of domestic violence suspects. So that's kind of similar to what the domestic violence investigator here in Denver is doing. A program in place in California goes much, much further. It's called APPS, which stands for the Armed and Prohibited Person System. It's been in place for years, and it basically allows law enforcement to cross-reference the state's firearms registry with the names of individuals who have become prohibited from firearms ownership. So if you're a police officer, you can enter a person's name to find out if they are both armed and prohibited.
And I can tell you what Erin Neely Cox is doing at the federal level, it is being replicated throughout the United States. And district attorneys are working with U.S. attorneys and police officers as well. I think people are excited about the fact that they could harness the power of federal gun laws to help keep people safe. So, yes.
Heidi McWagdi of KERA in Dallas is a reporting fellow for Guns in America, as is Lee Patterson of KUNC in Northern Colorado. Thank you so much for both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
If you or someone you know is affected by intimate partner violence and needs help, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE for support in either English or Spanish. That's 1-800-799-7233. You can find all our pieces from this week at thetakeaway.org/guns, where you'll also find our series on guns and suicide from earlier this year.